Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are currently doing the chapter on the virtue of the day of Jumu'ah, its obligation, performing ghusl, applying itar, going early for Jumu'ah Salah. Also explaining the time of acceptance of du'as on the day of Jumu'ah and encouragement to remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance even after Jumu'ah Salah. So we are doing the ahadith explaining the importance of having a ghusl, taking a bath on the day of Jumu'ah. So continuing with that topic of taking a bath on the day of Jumu'ah. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْجُمُعَةِ فَلْيَغْتَسِلْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any one of you comes to the Jumu'ah Salah, he should first perform a ghusl. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and Imam Malik rahmatullah has mentioned this hadith. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, غسل يوم الجمعة واجب على كل محتلم واجب على كل محتلم متفق عليه. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, performing a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah is necessary upon every mature person. This hadith says that it's wajib, it's obligatory, literal translation, that it's necessary upon every mature Muslim. However, ulama explained that the word obligatory in this context refers to a self-imposed obligation on a person. Like how one person will say to another person, your right is obligatory, your right is necessary upon me. In other words, he's making it necessary. That person's right, but he's saying it's necessary upon me. I take it upon myself. So therefore, a person, in other words, that's one explanation, that this is what he's meant. It's referred to a self-imposed obligation. When you say ghusl jumu'ati, ghusl yawm al-jumu'ati, wajibun ala kulli muhtalimin. A person should make it necessary upon himself that he's going to bath on a Friday before going for Jumu'ah. The other ulama explained from this hadith that no, it is necessary, that it is wajib for a person to take a ghusl. So we explained previously, we gave an explanation that what had happened was in the early stages of Islam, because of the difficulty, the hardship, the heat, people didn't have enough clothing, the roof of the masjid was low, etc. So then it was necessary, it was wajib for a person to have a ghusl and come for the Jumu'ah Salah. Later on, when things became a little bit easier, when Islam began spreading and now people had more clothing, etc., then this was abrogated. In other words, it was not wajib any further, but however, it was still an emphasized sunnah. So keeping that in mind, this is how we'll understand these ahadith that are coming with regards to the ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. But one thing we can see from this is how much emphasis is given. So therefore, a person just shouldn't overlook it. That it's one of a person may think that my habit is to bath every evening. So even on a Friday, I'll bath in the evening. What's the big deal? I'll come back from work and I'll bath. It shouldn't be like that. If the emphasis is given for bathing for the sake of Jumu'ah, a person should make it a point that I'm having this bath with this niyat. I'm bathing because this is a sunnah for the day of Jumu'ah, and he has his ghusl in the correct manner, as we'll explain, like how a person takes a ghusl when he is in janabat, takes a complete ghusl. That is the ghusl for Jumu'ah Salah, and a person has this niyat and he makes it, and then he obviously leaves so that he gets the sawab of this ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. عن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من توضع يوم الجمعة فبها ونعمة ومن اغتسل فالغسل أفضل رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. هذا سمرة رضي الله عنه narrated, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who performs wudu on the day of Jumu'ah, it is good and it's a blessing, but one who performs ghusl, then ghusl is the best. This hadith and other hadith prove that it is permissible to perform wudu and proceed for Jumu'ah. However, it is meritorious, it's good that a person performs ghusl. We'll do one more hadith. عن سلمان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يغتسل رجل يوم الجمعة ويتطهر ما استطاع من طهر ويدهن من دهنه أو يمس من طيب بيته ثم يخرج فلا يفرق بين اثنين ثم يصلي ما كتب له ثم ينشط إذا تكلم الإمام إلا غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة الأخرى رواه البخاري. هذا سلمان رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person who performs ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah purifies himself to the best of his ability. Person who performs ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, and with that ghusl he purifies himself to the best of his ability. He applies oil. So in other words, he's doing a ghusl, and then he's doing these other things that are also mentioned in the hadith. So one is a person having a ghusl, he purifies, he cleans himself to the best of his ability. He applies oil, he puts on any perfume he has in his house, and then he goes out. He does not separate between two people. To separate between two people, there are two people that are sitting there together. And he doesn't go there and deliberately sitting between them. Perhaps they are two friends, they are two people, associates that know each other, and they're sitting together for a reason, and now suddenly he goes and he sits, he becomes a barrier between them. Look how Sharia even takes into account the psychological impact that we have on another person. Two people were sitting together, we never physically harmed them, but what we separated between two people, we went and sat right in the middle of those two people, that intended to be sitting next to each other. Psychologically we took away something from them, the psychological peace of them both being together. Even this is something that we are taught in Sharia, that physically we don't harm anybody, psychologically also we don't harm anybody. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this person goes out, he does not separate between two people, he performs whatever salah is prescribed for him. In other words, he goes to the masjid, he's early, he performs the nawafil salah, he performs the sunnah salah, etc. And this person is silent when the imam speaks, then he is forgiven for sins committed from then until the next Jumu'ah. From this Jumu'ah, right until the next Jumu'ah, as we explained before, all the minor sins that this person may have committed, or this person commits, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that this person is forgiven because of the respect that he showed to the day of Jumu'ah. He gave it that extra respect, Allah Ta'ala appreciates this so much, Allah Ta'ala forgives his sins. The ulama explained that what is meant by purify himself. We explained here that a person takes ghusl, وَيَتَطَهَّرُ مَسْتَطَاعَ مِنْ تُهْنٍ. Person purifies himself, refers to trimming the moustache, clipping the nails, removing the pubic underarm hair, wearing clean clothing, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to clip his nails and shorten his moustache on the day of Jumu'ah before emerging for salah. As for the clothing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a special garment which he used to wear on the day of Jumu'ah and on the day of the two Eids. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two pieces of clothing which he used to wear for Jumu'ah. When he would return from Jumu'ah, she would fold them and put them away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Jumu'ah extra special attention, gave it that extra special respect, special clothing also for the occasion of Jumu'ah. So some points that we take away from this hadith, person should apply itar before Jumu'ah. The person does not inconvenience anyone in the crowd. Perhaps he's got some type of smell, odor, etc. He applies itar and he goes. One should proceed early for Jumu'ah Salah and not cause any inconvenience to others by scaling over people's shoulders to get to the front. So one explanation, as I mentioned, is that a person goes and he sits between two people. The other explanation ulama give is now to try to get to the front. How he separates, he starts jumping over the shoulders of people so that he can get a place in the front. But what he did was he came late. He didn't come early. And now by him coming late, he's jumping over people's shoulders to try and get to the front. This is not correct. There's only one scenario where ulama explain it is permissible now to jump over people's shoulders and go to the front, is where all the people start sitting in the back of the masjid. In other words, there's plenty place in the front. Sometimes you find this in the Haram Sharif. A lot of time people sit at the doors and they are placed inside. But the people that have come and sat by the doors, they don't want to go inside because they don't want to take long to come out. Now in a situation like that where there's a lot of place inside the masjid and people are jamming up the doors, then it's permissible to jump over their shoulders to get to the front. But where the masjid is already tight and now just to try and find a gap, person is jumping over the shoulders of people, this is not correct. One other point ulama explained is that when a person comes to the masjid, he should try and perform nafil salah. Remain very, very silent, especially when the khutbah is taking place. And one should abstain from causing any difficulty to others by raising one's voice or pushing through the rows in the masjid. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. of appreciating that Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, taking advantage of it. And as explained, that very often it happens when a person shows respect to the day of Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that He allows him to pass away on the day of Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.